No immunity.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. No company can withstand this economy without some negative effects, even a monster like Toyota. Today, Fitch Ratings downgraded Toyota's debt from AAA to AA. It's been a decade since Toyota was downgraded. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
Two things have hurt Toyota recently. As the global economy limps toward a recession, the appetite for new cars is simply awful. And over the last few months, spooked investors looked for a safe place to park their cash. Many chose Japan, and that pushed up the value of the yen. For Japanese exporters like Toyota, a strong yen is bad news. It makes their products more expensive overseas and pushes down sales. So Fitch, a rating service, cut Toyota's credit rating overnight. That'll make it more expensive for the company to borrow, and today in Tokyo, Toyota shares fell almost 5%. But the firm still has a AAA credit rating. American automakers' debt is traded as junk. I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Toyota's drop sent the Nikkei a percent lower today. Elsewhere in Asia, Hong Kong shares closed almost 4% higher. In Europe, the markets are down about a percent. The Dow is at 84.79 after gaining a fraction yesterday, 36 points. The S&P 500 added 5, and the NASDAQ fell 7. Thanksgiving weekend travel will be a little unusual this year. Gas prices are down, but for obvious reasons, some people will be staying home. Here's Jeremy Hobson.
The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $1.88. For the 4th of July holiday, it was more than $4 a gallon. Even so, AAA spokesman Troy Green says car traffic will be down slightly.
You're talking about 400,000 people less who plan to travel by automobile compared to last year. But the economy is in much worse shape than it was this time last year.
The bad economy and additional charges for things like checked luggage are expected to put a dent in air travel as well, down 7% from last year. But Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly says you won't notice.
There are 12% fewer flights this Thanksgiving season than there were last year. So with that many fewer flights, you're going to have fewer people traveling, but you're going to have very full planes.
There is one travel sector that AAA expects will see a boost this Thanksgiving, buses and trains, up 6% from last year. Ross Capon is president of the National Association of Railroad Passengers.
Ridership has been going through the roof. Too bad Amtrak doesn't have more cars because they've had so many sold-out trains.
The cost of riding has gone up as well. A passenger on the busy Northeast Corridor train can expect to drop as much as $320 for a four-hour train ride tonight, if they can get a seat. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Because of the financial crisis fallout, the bailouts keep coming. AIG got one, Citigroup just got one, but the car makers are still waiting. Commentator Robert Reich asks why.
Citigroup was once the biggest U.S. bank. General Motors was once the biggest automaker in the world. Now both are on the brink. Yet Citigroup just got a $25 billion government rescue last weekend without anyone batting an eye. General Motors may not be rescued at all. This makes no sense. Of course, it's important to avoid runs on banks by panic depositors, as occurred in the 1930s, but the current run on Wall Street is coming from the bank's own creditors and investors, who are paid to take risks. Citigroup had a market value of $274 billion at the end of 2006. Now its value is about $21 billion. That's awful news for Citi's executives, shareholders, and creditors. But if Citi were to go into Chapter 11, it wouldn't be economic Armageddon. Mutual funds, pension funds, and deposits overseen by Citi would be safe. Fund managers would move them to other banks. In other words, Citigroup is not much different from General Motors. It's a company that once made lots of money, but through a series of management blunders, is now losing it big time. Yet General Motors has a far greater impact on jobs and communities than Citigroup. Add parts suppliers and their employees, and the number of middle-class and blue-collar jobs dependent on GM is many multiples of Citi. And the potential social cost of GM's demise, or even major shrinkage, is much larger, including entire communities whose infrastructure and housing may become nearly worthless. Now, I'm not arguing GM should be given a blank check. Its creditors, shareholders, executives, and workers should have to make substantial sacrifices before taxpayers are expected to sacrifice as well. I'm just suggesting government priorities are backwards right now. Wall Street is getting up to $700 billion of taxpayer money, and so far $500 billion of subsidized loans from the Fed, which are bailing out investors and creditors of every major bank, including Citi. But American jobs and communities are more endangered than ever.
Robert Reich is a professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is called Super Capitalism. You can share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. A couple of other notes this morning. In Europe, a recovery plan is expected to be made public later today. It calls on the 27 EU governments to spend billions of dollars to halt the accelerating economic slowdown. And we could soon see the most hunger since at least the recession of 1981. The Washington Post reports today the number of Americans using food stamps to buy groceries is expected to pass 30 million this month, a new record. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and happy Thanksgiving.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.